Spring Student Radio. Your hosts today are Sam,
Robert,
and Tommy.
This year we had 8 teachers who switched grades. We wondered how they were doing and decided to talk to the 2 new teachers in second grade, Miss Cronin and Mrs. Laughlin. We hope you enjoy our chat with these teachers.
Mrs. Laughlin, why did you move from grade 3 to grade 2?
Okay. Well, after my experience as being a kindergarten assistant last year at Chickering, and then I was moved to third grade as a long-term sub, I knew that I wanted to stay at Chickering, and I knew that this was the community I wanted to work with. So I was lucky when a second grade position opened up that I was given the opportunity to interview for the position, and I was offered the position. So that's kind of how I ended up in second grade.
Miss Cronin explained why she moved from grade 1 to grade 2.
Well, I hadn't thought about moving grades. I loved first grade, and I actually wanted to stay there, but Mrs. Dial told me I was moving to second grade. And at first I was a little surprised because I wasn't expecting that. But then when I came to second grade, I wish I had asked to move here years ago. What's different? Well, the kids are different. They're a year older. They're a year smarter. They have more friends. They understand the way school works more than they did in first grade. I guess what we teach is different. I think what second grade teaches, first grade is there's a lot of reading and writing and math, which there is in second grade as well, but there's also a lot more science and social studies and some really interesting fun things to learn and teach. I don't know. Different, but in a really good way.
Mrs. Laughlin revealed the differences between third and second grade.
Well, I think third graders are a little more familiar with the routine. They're a little bit more independent, and they also have a little stronger foundation for reading. Where second grades are still learning a lot of the basics of reading and working on those skills. And so the foundations in reading is really important. And they're still learning how to work independently. So I'm really trying to foster that independence in them and making them feel more confident in their work and that they can do things like individual work centers.
Miss Cronin, what do you like about second grade?
Everything. I like everything about second grade. First grade is the only grade I've really ever taught, and I didn't think I could like a grade more than I did first, but I do. I like second more than first. I like how much older the kids are. I like how much smarter the kids are. I like everything that I'm teaching in second grade. So far, second grade has been probably the best move I could have made.
Mrs. Laughlin shared,
"The students are really blossoming as readers, and they're taking more risks as writers than they did in first grade. They're exploring new genres in reading instead of reading the same types of books or the same types of series, getting them to open up to new authors, new series, new genres. They're also learning a lot about geography. They'll be learning more about a lot more in-depth science experiments this year. They'll be doing the dinosaur project. They're just a little bit more inquisitive and mature than they were in first grade and willing to take more risk, I think."
Miss Cronin, if you could teach any grade, what grade would it be and why?
Well, I've only taught first and second, and I've loved both. I don't know, maybe second. Or you know what, maybe even someday I'd like to teach third. Because if I keep moving up, if every time I move a grade I like it more and more, maybe eventually I'll get to fifth grade and say fifth grade. But I guess now because I'm teaching second, I'd pick second.
Miss Laughlin answered,
"Tough question because I think I love them all. I was in kindergarten and actually they were absolutely adorable, obviously. And starting their first year in school was real fun to be part of that. I think I really do like second or third grade. I like the age group and I also like the curriculum. I like the curriculum in third grade. I really liked Pilgrims and Revolutionary War and those aspects of the curriculum. And in second grade, I think they've taken a big jump academically and emotionally and socially from first grade to second grade. So to see how they've grown and to work with them on becoming better, stronger readers and getting into more of that independent working, I think, is a lot of fun.
It was surprising to learn that Miss Lachlan would choose either second or first grade. She likes the curriculum and to teach about pilgrims for third grade and teach about science experiment for second grade. In-depth science experiments, which help second graders.
It was interesting to learn Miss Cronin had been teaching first grade for 11 years. She actually didn't want to move to second grade, but our principal asked her to move. Miss Cronin feels she should have made this move years ago because she loves second grade.
Thanks for joining us today on CSR.